Bear?
Well, bear, you'd say the nails. Nails come in caves, don't they?
They come in pale things, most of them now, and then.
Pasteboard boxes.
Yeah, pasteboard ground.
You know, that's a shock, even boxes, it's a shock to me to see them that way. It just doesn't seem to be moral.
I've only seen, I don't remember them except in pails. But I do realize that huge armies do come in caves.
What would you call the amount of something that you could carry at one time? Somebody wanted you to go out and bring in all of something you could carry.
An armload.
Armload? What if they only wanted half that much? Say, I don't want an armload, I just want a little.
Bundle?
You ever hear that called a jag?
No. And you?
Me?
Evidently.
When I was a boy? No, I don't believe I did.
I've heard people talking about a little jag.
Yeah, jag, or jag.
But I didn't know it was a half bundle.
I didn't realize that. Is that a word you picked up in this study along the line?
Yeah, on this armful, sometimes that's called a turn, bringing a turn away. Or if you're sending a wagon to the mill with corn on it, you say he's taking a turn of corn. The amount he'd have turned at one time. And then if he doesn't have a whole turn, he might have just a little jag. And some people said that a turn used to be what they'd carry in a sack tied on the saddle. Because they didn't go to the mill in a wagon. What would you use if you wanted to fill a jug?
A pitcher.
And you just pour it right in the jug, or would you put something in the top?
A funnel.
And then what would you put in the jug when you took out the funnel?
A stopper or a lid?
When you were a girl, did you ever have one of those musical instruments that you could hold up to your mouth and suck and blow out and make music?
Harmonica.
Is that what you called it when you were a girl?
Mm-hmm. I said harmonica instead of mouth organ.
You ever hear that called a French harp?
Yes. Or a Jew's harp.
A what?
Jew's harp.
That's something else.
That's what you blow, that's what you put to your mouth.
Oh, you strum, yeah.
Well, but it's the same type of thing.
That's the one that knocks your teeth loose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a comb.
It's something different.
Don't you
I'm good on the comb.
It's a little thing that's shaped kind of like a T.
Put
and it has a piece of spring steel on it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take you back to the farm again. What do you call the center thing on a wagon that sticks out between the horses?
Tongue.
And if you have a buggy with two things for one horse buggy?
What would that be?
Is that a double tree? I don't know.
Single tree, double tree.
What are they?
Single tree is the same as a tongue.
But would a double tree be two things?
Well, generally they're called shafts or shafts,
oh.
Poles, or sometimes it's even called the neep. Mm-hmm. But not down here.
Shaft would be more buggy. Tongue is wagon.
Yeah. What would you tell somebody to do if you wanted him to bring a horse out of the stable,
lead him out,
put the things on him, and then attach him to the buggy?
Lead him out, harness him up, put the harness on, harness him to the buggy.
Mm-hmm. And on this buggy, what would you use to make the horse go faster?
You know, whip. If you're riding the horse, you use a crop.
Mm-hmm. Not a buggy wheel or a wagon wheel.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a steel part on the outside?